Sif Dalad. So until now, we spoke about people going out on a trip on a ship before Shabbos or on Shabbos. In Sif Dalad, the Shulchan Aruch talks about someone goes on a trip on the dry land in the desert, goes out in the caravan through the desert. Everyone knows when you travel through the desert, it's ending up having Mechal Shabbos because of Sakana. It's dangerous to be left alone there. You have to keep moving, and definitely you can't stay yourself there without the rest of the group. Even for the group, there can be needed sometimes to travel or to do things on Shabbos to avoid Sakana. So here the Shulchan Aruch says that within 3 days of Shabbos, on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's also to go out on such a trip to the desert, which is likely to come to Chilul Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, one could go out, like we said in the past, Mishnah explains, because those we don't view as part of the upcoming week looking toward Shabbos. We look as extension of the previous Shabbos. We don't have to think ahead yet towards the upcoming Shabbos yet on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday for these halachic dinim. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, one could go on such a trip into the desert. It ends up being a sakana. They have to Mechal Shabbos because of Bekoch Nefesh on Shabbos. It's allowed. It's not considered that they chill Shabbos, not considered they desecrate Shabbos, because now they have to do it. Once they don't have a choice, they don't have a choice. Mishnah Berurah brings, the Knesset Gedolah brings, the Marival, that this is only when there's a chance that you can have to be Mechal Shabbos. But if you don't know for sure you're going to have to Mechal Shabbos, just maybe you'll have to Mechal Shabbos, then you could do this. But if it's certain you're going to have to Mechal Shabbos, not just a maybe, but a certainty that you're going to have to Mechal Shabbos when it comes Shabbos, then it could be even Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, now I'll go on the trip. And the Mishnah Berurah says, this is what people are semicha nowadays, that they actually put themselves a little bit into sakana on Shabbos on these trips, not to Mechal Shabbos. What do you mean? Now that it's sakana, it's Pekuch Nevashos, sakana is nefesh, sakana is nevashos. So why are people putting themselves a little bit at risk, sass, a little bit at risk on Shabbos, not to Mechal Shabbos? The answer is because they feel that if they're Mechal Shabbos now, and could be in retrospect, it was certain that this Chilul Shabbos would come up, then it was wrong for them to have gone on the trip even Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. By suffix of having Mechal Shabbos, they're allowed to go on a trip on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. If it was really certain this Chilul Shabbos ended up being needed, then it would be also to go out Sunday, Monday, Tuesday also. That's why people are afraid to take the risk of being Mechal Shabbos. Now, that's somebody's going for Dvar Shus. Stam, they're going on a trip, and they're going out to the desert. So then, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, they can go out. If there's a possibility, it'll come to Chilul Shabbos, as long as it's not certain. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they cannot. The Shulchan Aruch says someone's traveling direct to Israel, and he gets a caravan they can travel with, even on Erev Shabbos, he's allowed to go. Because that's considered for Dvar Mitzvah. And Dvar Mitzvah, you can go even on Erev Shabbos, certainly on Wednesday and Thursday. What's considered going to Eretz Yisrael? Mishnah Berurah brings Machlokes. It means someone wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, or even he's going to come back, he's going to visit Eretz Yisrael. Any walking Dalai Lama in Eretz Yisrael is considered a mitzvah, and that's enough Dvar Mitzvah. You can travel Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And Mishnah Berurah says, especially we're going to see, not today, but Mishnah next time, we'll see the Ramah has a very low benchmark for what it takes to be called going with Dvar Mitzvah, so that's certainly going to visit Eretz Yisrael will qualify. Even according to the Mechaber, doesn't have such a low benchmark. He has a higher benchmark, what's called Dvar Mitzvah. That's Machlokes. If going to visit Eretz Yisrael qualifies, or it has to be that you're going to live in Eretz Yisrael to have the kula of Dvar Mitzvah of Oil Eretz Yisrael. Now, if somebody's going Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because they're going to Eretz Yisrael or some other Dvar Mitzvah, then they must tell the caravan they're making a deal that you're going to stop on Shabbos and not travel on Shabbos. And then if it comes Shabbos, they turn around and say, well, too bad, we're going on Shabbos anyway. He can continue traveling there with them, even out of the Tchum, because of Koch Nefesh, the danger being left alone. However, Mishnah Berurah explains that if he does not make a deal with them before not to travel on Shabbos, well, let's say he tells them, we're not going to travel on Shabbos, right? And they say, no, we're going to go on Shabbos. So then he certainly cannot travel with them. Although by the Sfina it was a Shiloh, how much was Ma'akev, this deal of not traveling on Shabbos? Here, many more Rishonim are Machmer, the Shulchan Aruch is Meiko, that he could travel on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to the Midbar for Dvar Mitzvah. But you have to clearly have made a deal with them, they're not going to travel on Shabbos. Then if on Shabbos they don't listen, they travel anyway, you can go with them, even out of Tchum, even more the Yubis Mil, even more 12 Mil, to Shiloh of Tchum and Deraisa, because Bikuch Nefesh, to be separated from the group. Now there's various reasons why one would be allowed to do Malach on Shabbos, because of Bikuch Nefesh in the Midbar, he's afraid the animal's going to start with him, or robbers, they're going to steal his behemoth, he's traveling on, and to walk by himself, his own 2 feet would be dangerous, they can take away his money, he won't be able to get food, they'll take away his clothing, and he needs it's cold over there, you know, desert's really hot, let's have a case where it's cold, all these things are Bekoch Nefesh. Then, even if they go out of the Tchum, once they come into a certain city, whatever city they land up in, he can walk the entirety of the city on Shabbos, even more than 4 hours, because he left, he made his trip with Rishus, the whole trip was Beheter, and they're going out of the Tchum was Beheter on Shabbos, therefore he could travel the entire city, and even if they leave him outside the city, now he wants to enter the city on Shabbos, since he went to his Dvar Mitzvah, he's allowed to go 2,000 amos in all directions from wherever the caravan drops him off on Shabbos.